Well, folks, we've got another runner. John Cleese has run for the fence, he's had a thought crime, and he's off over the top and battling off all the lefties. Just like Danny Baker a few weeks ago. I said we usually get one case a month when a white man has a thought crime and the blue tick zombies set the drones on them. But John Cleese's remarks are much more interesting to dig into than Danny Baker's daft photo. And not for the first time, John Cleese has said that London isn't English anymore. And he didn't want to live there, he doesn't live there, or really have anything to do with it. Cue the outrage and all the gnashing of the teeth from the zombies. So now the same people who tell us every day that diversity is great and that London is great for being diverse, they now tell us that saying London isn't English anymore is problematic and racist. But what does multicultural and diverse mean? If not fewer white people, in this case fewer English people. The logic of their own ideals would mean that they'd have to say back to John Cleese that, yes, London isn't English anymore, and that's a good thing. The problem with that, for the, let's say, the globalists, the problem they have is that they always want to be promoting a positive message, so they can't just come out and say London is better when there are fewer English people in it, because that's too triggering, it's too raw, it's too honest. So their fallback position is to deny that the English or Englishness exists. That way they aren't committing a crime against humanity. But if we follow that line of thought through, what is it that they mean when they celebrate diversity? For example, York isn't very diverse. The globalists and their lefty attack dogs would admit that. But if Englishness doesn't exist, then why is 90% ethnically English York less diverse than London? They know this argument is a killer, so they do a bait and switch. Now the pundits and media hacks are putting the questions back to Cleese and his supporters and saying, what do you mean by English? So what they're trying to do there is lure Cleese and his supporters onto talking about race. They want them to say something like, English people are white, which is true, but the entire weight of the zeitgeist abhors whites having an exclusive identity, and the libshits know it. But let's dig a bit deeper. What did John Cleese mean when he said London isn't English anymore? Well, John Cleese and pretty much every other Englishman, and beyond that, Europeans, carry within their minds an ideal of what England should be. This transcends party politics and value systems, left versus right. It's ethnic. I pointed out a while ago in another video that liberal Europeans have a disconnect between their politics and where they actually live and where they go on holiday. When they plan for a holiday in Tuscany, they have an image in their minds of what will be there, but it isn't one which has the refugees there that they campaigned to be placed there. So what we're dealing with is a disconnect between the ideal in our minds and then the material world. This isn't a new concept. Plato described it perfectly thousands of years ago with his allegory of the cave. And so John Cleese comments on London not being English anymore was akin to pointing out that he didn't believe in the shadows on the wall anymore. He isn't falling for it. He doesn't know who or what is projecting the shadows or why, but he's recognised that something is off. And in actual fact, this is an increasingly amount of people are recognising that something is off, but they have a hard time placing what it is, because the ideal that we have of how we should be living as a people has been utterly sort of cut off by the people in the cloaks, by the people who are projecting the shadows on the wall. The purpose of the left is to force people to accept what they're seeing and to make sure nobody else questions the fake nature of the shadows. And so what we see is the clash of the ideal as it exists in the minds of European men, and the ideal some of us think on the dissident right is that we want to have that ideal brought then into the material world. And of course, the men who are projecting the shadows, they know that, which is why we're shut off all of the time from making any inroads and to having a voice. What we've actually got is the ideal and then the anti-ideal, and it's the anti-ideal which is in the material world, and that's actually the ideal of another group, of course. Now that John Cleese has been bullied by the media and the legions of drones they sent out, he seems to be dialing it back. It's just a cultural issue. It's just these particular shadows that he dislikes, but not the projection as a whole. But secretly, he knows that something is off, and it's our job to supply all these people with the path out of the cave. I'll see you later, folks.